Padre Pio writes to his spiritual daughter, Rafaelina Cherase, and I think it will resonate with anyone who has known what it means to be truly converted. Many Catholics I know, myself included, didn't begin their journey living devoutly. And this letter is a powerful reminder of what a grace that conversion really is. So without further ado, let's hear what Padre Pio said. I am aware of the kind of life you lived in the past, and I am overwhelmed with admiration at the goodness of our Lord, who has come so promptly to your aid to remove you from the path you were treading so heedlessly and which ended in a precipice. If Jesus had not enlightened you with his grace and drawn you to himself, you would have been like that foolish man who walked unwittingly all through the night along the river bank, surrounded by deep darkness. When daylight revealed to him the risk he had run, he continued recklessly on his way. Poor unfortunate! At a certain point, the ground gave way beneath his feet. He fell in and was drowned. Just a brief clarification. The man Padre Pio describes walked a path without realizing how dangerous it was. But even when dawn came and he finally saw the danger, he chose to keep going, and it cost him his life. But for Rafaelina and for so many of us, something very different happened. Let's continue. You too followed the road towards the precipice for a great part of the night. But Jesus' grace was so powerful that it was not confined to enlightening you and warning you of the real danger you had run up to that moment. He was pleased to do more for you. He drew you to himself by the power of love without encroaching in the slightest on your own free will. You felt this loving power and you could only yield to it. Jesus could have acted towards you as did the light of the dawn to the unfortunate man already mentioned. But this did not happen, for in his compassion, he wanted you for himself. Jesus didn't force Rafaelina, just as he never forces any of us. He loved her in a way that made everything else seem empty. And that's something worth pausing on for a moment. Perhaps that is what some of you are feeling right now, that quiet, persistent pull back toward God, even if you can't fully explain it.